Wednesday, Tazria Metzayer, Shir 450, Perak Aleph, Pasa Gimel. They're looking for a Na'ara for David HaMelech. Yivakshu, Na'ara Yafa, B'chil Gvul Yisrael. They're looking for a Na'ara Yafa. Now the question is why she had to be a Yafa. That's a good question. The point was a Metzias of warming, but apparently the beauty was part of it. Metzuda says the beauty means that a person has more da'am. That's how he translates it. Wasn't a emotional thing. It was a metzias. So when there's more beauty, there's more da'am. More, it demonstrates more of a physical bonus when there's beauty. So therefore, that's what they looked for in Nairi Yafa. V'chol gvul Yisrael v'yimtzus avishag hashunamis v'yaviyo Yisrael ha'malach. They found avishag hashunamis. She's going to come up again later. So just remember that name. She is, they found her, and they brought her to the Melech, Anara Yafa Ad Ma'id. She was very Yafa, Vatihi La Melech Seichenes. She was a warmer for the king, Vatisharseo. She served the king, Vahamelech Loy Yeda'a. The Melech was not boil her, two reasons, either because a Besul is better than a Be'ulah, or because he was Aser. A king is only allowed to have 18 wives, and this would be 19, so therefore he wasn't allowed to live with her, just has to keep her. Then, coming off of this story, so basically the backdrop of the story was that the king was very weak. And when the king is weak, when the top is weak, so then the young chevra sometimes stand up and start making statements. And that's what happened. Now again, whenever we're dealing with people that lived at that time, we're dealing with Anashim Gedalim Oid, even if they did have heirs. But they're Anashim Gedalim, yet at the same time, we have to learn from what they did. Adonia ben Chagis misnase leimer ani amlech. Adonia ben Chagis lifted himself up and said, I'm going to be king. Now, who is Adonia ben Chagis? Who's Chagis? What was his relationship over here? So Chagis was his mother's name. His father's name was David. He was the son of David. So even though generally we go after the father, but when you're dealing with children of David, there are many wives, so therefore we go after the mother. So Adonia ben Chagis said he's going to become king. He made a whole matzav, chariots, and runners. Rotzim lefanav, Chazal say the spleen was cut out, and the bottom of their feet were carved out in order to enable them to run long distances without stopping. The reason why when a person runs, he has to stop is because of his spleen. It doesn't want to, like we discussed in the Oneness for Life share, doesn't want to allow you to use up too much energy on running, and therefore it stops you. If you're eating or whatever reason, it stops you. But if a person wants to run, they cut these things out, and he's able to run. So that was Chamisha Mishrotzim Lafan. It wasn't just stop, he got 50 chevro, he stopped at the street and hired 50 chevro. These were professional runners, and this was a tremendous demonstration of Malchus, and what was going on here. Again, we discussed at the beginning of Malachim, it's talking about the sunset of David HaMelech's life. This is the beginning of the end, when the children started fighting. This is worse than Avshalom in a certain sense, like we'll see. When the children started fighting to take over the Melucha, that was where it became necessary to bring Shlomo in, like we'll see. But that's what happened. Adonia took a stand, and he decided he wants to become Melech.